Hello and welcome. I hope you are well. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 14th of March, 2024. I'm having a really good week, I've got to say. I really want to share something with you today that has really filled me with a lot of joy. It's a very simple thing. Now, as you know, I often talk about gardening before and after I go to work. Of course, we need to wait until the light levels are really there for this to be possible. We can do a bit of sowing, of course, indoors or things like that. But this year, we've really been struggling with weather. It's been a lot of rain, as I'm sure you are aware. However, I have been down to the allotment quite a few times this week after work. But this morning, I was out in the garden just doing a bit of work, tending to a few things before I actually went to work. And we had this beautiful sunshine. It was absolutely fantastic. I headed off to work afterwards and I felt not only like I'd accomplished something, I just felt very happy and very pleased with myself. And that stayed with me all day. I had a phone call from a friend who I sort of said, I was out there this morning and it was lovely. This is just one of the things that I absolutely love about gardening, and actually doing gardening before I go to work, it just sets me up really nicely for the day. I can hear it's raining now, so I'm glad to just got that half hour in before I went to work. It really does make things quite a pleasure. We really need more mornings like this. We need less rain. I know I feel like I'm constantly moaning about the rain at the moment, but it is such a factor in our gardening journey. Now, one thing I also did this morning was sow the thyme seeds from this month's seed pack. Now, thyme seeds are very, very tiny seeds. And all I've done is I've scattered the seeds onto the surface of four small pots. And then I've placed this there. Let me get my words out. I've placed these pots in our heated propagator. Now, germination can be a bit slow, can take up to 3 weeks, but they need a temperature above 18 degrees C, which is why mine are in the heated propagator. But once they're germinated and they are growing, we can move them out from the heat and just keep them growing on, and then move them outside once they are strong enough. That's, of course, where you want them to grow. They could grow indoors on a windowsill or anything like that as well. I'll try and grow mine outside because I just think they look great outside. Now, they might need a bit of thinning out as they grow on, but of course we can replant some of those thinnings and get those to grow on. Once they are up and running, you know, harvest them. They don't need much care. Keep them, well, they need watering every now and then. They can tolerate a bit of drought, but they do need regular watering. But they will grow quite big. They will produce this beautiful, lovely smelling herb that we harvest as and when we need it. It's a tasty herb that we add to so many dishes. And it's a perennial, so it doesn't really die back over winter. It just slows down the amount of growth that it actually does. But it will come back come the spring and really show itself off. It's a fantastic herb, I've got to say. Used in a wide variety of dishes and absolutely delicious. So give it a go. Let us know how you get on. Now, this weekend, my plans are I've not got a huge amount of plans in the garden as such, because I'm out on Saturday with my brother for his birthday. I'm going to a show with him that's going to take us out for the day. Luckily, in preparation for this, I have been visiting the allotment a lot this weekend after work, as I've already said. And the main thing that I've been focusing on is, of course, weeding and preparing the compost bins, filling up with compost heaps, of course, but also preparing the potato beds. They are going to be planted up next week with our seed potatoes. So it's very important to make sure that they are completely weeded. They've had potato fertilizer added to the beds. They're just ready to go. So that come probably be next Thursday when I plant my potatoes out, they are good to go. Of course, with it being so wet, it is going to be difficult to get these potatoes in the ground. But I think where we are, we're going to be okay. And then on Sunday, I need to give the greenhouse a really good clean on the outside. And what I'm going to do is just take a bit of bucket of water and a stiff brush and give it a good sort of brush down and clear up all the screens. I'm going to continue weeding and mulching our beds because they are pretty much ready to go. We just need some more plants to go on out into there. And get the compost bins, the empty compost bins in place. I'm just making a few adjustments in our garden to align things and tidy things up, or I hope to tidy things up as we go. Then I'm going to plant out some more Swiss chard. I've got so much Swiss chard that I sowed last year, and any other plants that I think can go outside. And may have some kale, maybe some of our cabbages and broccoli or things like that, possibly too. We will double check that come the weekend. If it's dry, I'd like to mow the lawn, of course, but I can't see that happening. But it would be good to plan our herb beds, because we're having a change with our herb beds. As you know, I've grown them in front of our chickens. I'm going back to having them underneath our windowsill in pots. Just don't want to have as many pots as I had last time, because they did get a little bit out of hand. But talking of pots, down the back of my garden, I do keep a load of pots that I just want to have a bit of a tidy up as well, and try and get those into some sort of organized fashion. It's a very boring job, I find, tidying pots, but they need doing. They do need doing, and plastic pots just seem to breed. I've said time and time again. So there we go. That is my plans for the weekend. We've sown the thyme today as well. I've still got a bit of a sore throat, so I'm going to call this one a night. I will be back on Sunday with a Supporters Club podcast for you. We've got the live stream or at 6 o'clock as well. Don't forget the discount codes that I've been sharing with you as well. We've had a lot of response to the chicken competition as well, so quite a few names have came in. Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.